This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life protests in North Ireland over the weekend fell on deaf ears at North Ireland's Sinn Féin Party Convention Saturday. The admittedly left-wing political party's vote will mean its legislators in the North must vote for abortion in line with that political party's abortion-friendly medical experts. Misunderstandings of population and the existence of the human race may be at the root of everything from abortion to societal acceptance of sterile sexuality. A recent measure from Berkeley, California, calls for a so-called humane population reduction to save the earth from what the council decreed as an imminent mass extinction. They even tried to invoke religion by quoting Pope Francis, saying that God's creation is at stake. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the Pope called abortion white glove eugenics. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, University of Minnesota researchers and lawyers are arguing in court that they may continue fetal tissue research from abortion and circumvent Minnesota law by buying their material out of state. Representing pro-life interests, Thomas More attorneys are locked in a battle at the State Court of Appeals. Abortionists in Texas are trying to reverse all Texas abortion restrictions, and a video from Courtney Rain at lifenews.com makes a simple set of explanations to young women for why their first experience of sexual intimacy should be with their husband. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.